Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:05 Tuesday morning. This part of the program is sponsored by Smart and Final. I mentioned you can watch the show every day. We got a guy. He puts the whole show together on video and streams it live. You can watch at radioalice.com/watch. That'll take you right to the Looking Glass page where you can talk to the other lookers on there. It's a whole little mini community. And you can see all the, when Cindy gets in here, and listen, she may not touch any of that stuff. But there's all kinds of percussion instruments over there that she can
I think that'll be the funniest with. Thing is if she ignores every one of those things and just keeps eyes straight.
Right. I feel like as a musician, how could you not start...
Want to play?
Right. How could you not start like touching that stuff?
Toys. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Fun.
Or she might be like, none of this is of the quality I play with.
Yes, I only play with the best items.
If my sponsor... catches me playing this brand of what is this dolphin thing?
I don't even know what that is. It's like a clacker.
I mean, she might be a shark brand clacker,
right?
Whale brand, or
and the dolphin brand just doesn't do it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphin.
I know she does endorse certain.
Of course she does.
Brand.
I'm sure, like she's a Zildjian symbol chick or something.
Well, yeah, that was the first thing that stood out in the video of Tommy Igo from what was that thing you showed us yesterday?
It was from. Like a Chieftains/Sinead O'Connor combo, you know.
Oh, it's the song that Conor McGregor came out to.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's wearing a Zildjian sweatshirt, and I thought, oh, his sponsor just loved him.
Their jeans.
Well, yeah, that's why they sponsor people.
Right. The people who like that person go, oh, I have to be just like them and get those symbols. Yeah, so who knows what her sponsors would say if she touched the garbage stuff that I have
here. Every other musician went, ding, ding, shame, Tommy Igo, shame.
They went, how do I get a sponsorship from Zildjian? I would love to have that. Anyway, you can watch the show, radioalice.com/watch. And I mean, it may be she may put on a whole show here and she may not. So make sure you're tuned in so you can see it. Now through September 4th, 30-pack cans Budweiser, Coors, Tecate,
Tecate.
Or Miller. Or 24-pack cans Michelob Ultra Beer, $15.77 plus CRV. Must buy two, limit two total. Smart and Final reminds you to drink responsibly. All right. Celebrity trash time. Helps if I pull it out. There we go. So, Houston.
Houston, you mean the town?
I do. I mean Hurricane Harvey and what's going on there.
It's bad.
It's horrific, and it continues. Like they're saying, it's going to go back out to sea, then it's going to come back. It's going to hit Louisiana harder than it has, and they're talking 20 inches to 2 feet more rain. Everything's flooded. People, like thousands and thousands of people are displaced and need shelter. Kevin Hart started a new internet challenge. It's one that most of us can't take part in. I was reading this morning. I go, we're not celebrities, right? Like, please tell me we're not celebrities. Because he says if you're a celebrity, you have to... he donated $25,000 to the Red Cross for relief effort. And he challenged... He did like a... Remember the ice bucket challenge?
Sure.
Of course.
Where you would name call people specifically and then they would be challenged to do it. So he donated $25,000 to the Red Cross for Hurricane Harvey relief, and he challenged all his celebrity friends to do the same thing. In an Instagram video, he called... Did you happen to grab that? All right. So in this video, he called out Dwayne Johnson, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, Justin Timberlake, Steve Harvey, and Dave Chappelle. He said, I think people are in bad shape and they need help. J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans... did even better. He set up a crowdfunding page to raise $200,000. He put in $100,000 of it himself, and he reached that goal in less than 2 hours. He hit $500,000 in less than 24 hours. And as of last night, donations were over $1 million, so he set a new goal of $1.5 million. So he's raising a ton of money. Chris Paul, who just got traded to the NBA's Houston Rockets, threw $50,000 into JJ's fund and then ponied up another $25,000 to answer Kevin's challenge for a total of $75,000. And the Rockets and the Astros are giving $4 million each.
That's great.
Drake says he's working with local authorities in Houston on ways that he can help. And Beyonce says she's working on a plan with her charitable foundation and her pastor.
Oh, is she from there?
She's a Texas lady.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres and her show are donating $50,000 to the Red Cross, and Ellen is giving another $25,000 to the Texas SPCA. You know, we actually were talking about this yesterday. Like,
I saw a picture someone posted on my Facebook of the flooded kennels and was like, oh, man. And I got to print it, but I'll give the info later if you want to make a donation for that as well.
Right. There are not just people, pets who are being pushed out and need shelter, but right, shelters themselves.
Yeah.
And actually at RadioAlice.com, we have a pretty extensive list of places that, you know, I can't remember what people's beef is with the Red Cross. Like they say maybe it's not enough pennies on the dollar go to actually help or something.
Well, I think sometimes the way that works is you fund the Red Cross, but the money that you're giving isn't going directly to that particular effort.
Right.
You're just funding the Red Cross.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They're there to help all the time. Some people said they weren't. I think a text came through. There was some lack of response in Napa.
For Napa, also Katrina, like, people are really upset with the Red Cross.
Oh, I don't know about Katrina at all. I know that, you know, that was enormous on...
But Napa meaning the earthquake?
The earthquake.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't say.
Right. Well, I will say that I've always supported the Red Cross, and one of the main reasons why is on my street during my childhood, two houses burned down, and so there's all the neighbors standing out there, and the Red Cross people showed up. And the Red Cross people coordinated how these people that I knew, neighbors of mine, put their lives back together. And they sheltered them that night. And they were on site providing moral support and helped them navigate the paperwork that happens with.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually remember even as a child thinking, oh, the Red Cross comes and saves you. Like, they were.
I think that.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
They do great work, and that unfortunately, in any disaster, not everyone.
They can't solve the whole thing.
Right.
Right.
And Katrina specifically, that problem was enormous on a level that FEMA couldn't help everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that was our own government was dropping the ball right and left.
Right.
And God. What was it? Is it called the Superdome?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, where they were housing
where
the
it was
folks.
Ridiculous.
Everyone ended up having to live for a while, and it was that was a disaster on a level that the Red Cross could only help with and certainly not solve.
Right. That was that was bad. Let's not have a repeat of that.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So, but back to your point, Radio Alice has food banks. They have animal shelter.
There's like there's like a diaper thing where they're looking for diapers and wipes and things that people need for their babies and children. There's elderly services.
Exactly. I mean, Vinny was saying he saw pictures. I saw pictures of a retirement home facility where elderly people in their wheelchairs were up to their wheelchair with water. And just blankets wet. Ugh. Just like, oh my God, they can't even move around, these old people.
And they're saying they're pulling, people are just like the boat brigade. Like there are so many people stranded in their homes. Even if their homes are high enough, all the flooding that's happened around them, they're trapped in their homes. And they're saying hang towels out your window so that we know there's someone in there. If you can get up onto the roof, put something on the roofs as the helicopters go by. I mean, it's a freaking disaster. It's a nightmare. Mm. So anyway, a lot of celebrities have stepped up.
That is so great.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson answered Kevin Hart's challenge with $25,000. So did DJ Khaled. Chris Brown accepted the challenge, but he put in $100,000, although he is saying he does not trust the Red Cross, so his money is going, quote, to the people, whatever that means. Country singer Chris Young donated $100,000. Lady Antebellum is doing merchandise, donating the merchandise sales from their Dallas show. Sean Lowe from The Bachelor was out in the floodwaters on a boat doing what he could do to help, picking people up. Meanwhile, this Joel Osteen guy.
Oh my God, I was just reading a text and him and I were talking about him.
Now, I have heard about him, I think, only from you. Didn't you meet him, Hooman?
Yeah, me and Bren went to meet him when he was, he decided to come to San Francisco.
At AT&T?
At AT&T Park the same weekend of Outside Lands last year.
And what
year.
Is he? Is he like a Baptist or a, just a born
again
dude?
Well, he's a Protestant preacher, but he's super controversial because...
He collects a lot of money?
He collects, well, not only that, but like... He never really he talks about, you know, how God will just bless you, but he'll never talk about suffering or the crucifixion or the birth of Jesus. Like he's just all about the blessings. It's called it's a very specific type of preaching. It's called the prosperity gospel. So he's always talking about all the great things that'll happen if you're a Christian, which isn't necessarily the case.
And if you donate.
And if you donate.
Buy your way into God's heart. So this guy
Joel Osteen
has they're calling this the other end of the spectrum, although, you know, of course he's got a side to his story too. I'll give you that in 1 second. People are pissed at him because I guess he actually bought the compact center.
Yeah, he did. The city sold it to him.
And it seats like almost 17,000 people.
Yeah.
And he closed it due to flooding. So the thing itself has not flooded. But he closed it, and people are pissed because they're saying, you know, thousands of people could shelter there. And there's, you know, thousands of people in the area that need that. So Twitter, everyone on Twitter is going
crazy,
bananas on him. He is saying, though, that while the building itself hasn't flooded, there is no access to it, that you'd need a boat to get to it at this point. And so that's why he...
That's
what he's saying.
And people are saying?
People are saying, F you.
We could, liar.
We would get into our boat and go there if we could, because it's on higher ground. They're saying the church used to be the compact center sports arena. It sits along a highway, part of which is underwater. And they're saying that the floodwater wasn't clear if it was completely cut off. But a lot of people are pissed because they say people could... seek shelter there. And there are people who are, you know, standing around outside shelters going, can we come in, please? So this Joel Osteen guy, I don't know. It might not be his brightest moment.
It's hard to say about that stuff.
I know. Mm. Who knows?
I think if you collect money in the name of God, you are expected...
to open your doors and...
to perform on a higher level when people are in need.
Right. This is not a blessing, Joel.
Does that make sense? I think it. Yeah. I think people do have. You've been collecting our money for a long time.
We need help.
Here's the give back.
Right. Oh, I didn't know about that.
And his home.
Right.
Headquarters.
Right. That's his place. That's his church. Like, that's where you run to in a community. You go to the church.
Well, that's the thing, though. He went, that's my home. You can't all come in there.
Yeah.
It's a big home. Look at your feet
are wet. I know.
I mean, he lives in a $10 million home himself.
Well, they should
all
just go there. That'd be, you know, I'm sure that's not underwater. If you wanted to watch the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight, you know, there were lots of ways to do it. You could shell out $100 and, or go to your friend's house who shelled out the $100.
Thank you.
Or you could pay $20. You're welcome. You could pay $20 to watch it in a movie theater. Or apparently Steve Harvey, you could pay thousands and watch it with him. Is that what they're saying? Did he offer a ticket?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Or are they just saying, you know, you could spend money and actually go to the place that they held it at, the MGM?
As the T-Mobile Center.
Right.
T-Mobile Center. Whatever. The legality of the situation, if that's not one of your top concerns, there were 239 streams available through media channels like Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, and something called Twitch. Traditional pirate websites were responsible for 67 of those streams, but most viewers watched it on apps like Periscope. The quality is not great, but then again, you get what you don't pay for. So... they're saying that about 3 million people watched it on these illegal streams. And they, you know, and they weren't great, but you didn't have to pay $100 to have it in your house. Yesterday, Showtime was actually hit with a class action lawsuit by customers who streamed the fight legally. Did you have any buffering problems or any video problems
at
all?
No, but I told you exactly that I bought it early in the day mm-hmm. and then left that channel on all day long
right.
because I feared if I changed the channel,
you might
I don't
not
know this stuff.
Catch it back up.
This
right.
is not something I normally do. I think I got the Pacquiao fight and all my neighbors came over and we watched that, which was an awful fight and boring and blah. And then last minute I decided to get this fight and same thing. Put it on that, I'd say, 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock. And just left it on.
Right. Well, there was plenty happening on the channel.
But these UFC kids, the people who do this regularly, they pay for these fights all the time. They probably know the rub.
Right. So, anyway, I guess that while we had fine video, there were some delays. In fact, I think the fight itself was delayed over half an hour because it didn't seem to go off until
8:45, yeah. almost 9 o'clock our time.
And we were expecting it to be at about 8. So they were having problems getting everybody up and running. And they want everybody's $100. I'm sure that was a huge portion of the money that they made off the fight. But there's a class action lawsuit by customers who streamed the fight legally. A lot of them paid $100 to see grainy video with buffering issues and other problems. So if you had any problem streaming the fight.
I hate to say it, but I don't doubt that a lot of those people who had trouble got in late.
Mm.
And, you know, you see they do that visual. I can't remember which of the phone companies did the visual, but they show during normal times and they show this stream of people just walking through a normal sized doorway. And then they show a million people trying to get through one little doorway.
Right.
And they're like, this is what it looks like when everyone's trying to. You know, there's an example of being late to the party, I guess.
Right. Maybe it's last week we were talking about Ryan Russillo.
Yeah.
He's an ESPN radio guy.
Host. Yep.
He has been suspended. So he's not going to lose his job, but he's...
And it's because he woke up drunk in some person's house in Montana?
Yeah, in Wyoming, I think. And
oh,
we speculated that maybe he was there because he said he was on vacation or they were saying that he was there vacationing and we thought, for what? And then
the eclipse
maybe.
Was going on. So,
but he's also a college football kid, so... Who knows what he was out there
right.
for?
He was arrested after getting drunk and entering a stranger's condo. Police in Jackson, Wyoming said, I guess at about 3:30 in the morning, police responded to a report of an intoxicated male refusing to leave a residence.
Refusing to leave.
The victim stated that an unknown male was in their home and brought the cops over to him. Officers found the defendant lying on the bed in the south bedroom, naked, except for his pants around his ankles. So he just took those down. Officers found him later identified as 42-year-old Ryan August Russillo lying on the bed in this bedroom. He had bloodshot, glassy eyes, very slurred speech, and could not answer questions coherently. All signs of alcohol intoxication, Benny.
I think he's a Boston guy, too.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
He did not seem to know where he was and could not answer questions as to where he was staying. He appeared to have, I guess these people just didn't lock their door. And so
well,
I don't know if
they're in Wyoming. That's why sure. you live there. So you don't have to worry about this kind of crap.
And so maybe he was renting a condo in this complex and got mixed up and opened up this door and went in and said,
I think the other reason people go up there is for fishing.
I hear it's beautiful. I mean, I'm sure they go for many reasons, don't they? And this was Jackson, and I'm sure there's Jackson. I'm sure there's skiing. During the winter and this time of year. Yeah, the fishing is probably great. Camping, maybe just the scenery.
Lack of people.
Sure. Also, it was in the direct course of the eclipse, so that could have been it. So either way, he entered the residence illegally and then refused to leave when he was asked, so he was placed in custody on a criminal trespassing charge, a misdemeanor punishable by about $750, and he has been suspended from ESPN radio until after this weekend. So just a short suspension.
Well, college football starting, Sarah, they're gonna need all hands on deck,
right? Well, Ryan Russillo is not gonna be able to participate in that. Are you excited for the 3-day weekend this weekend?
You know,
I forgot.
Yeah, I haven't put much thought into it, but yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah.
What are you?
I am. Well, I always like a 3-day weekend.
What are you going to do?
Nothing in particular.
Oh.
Just enjoy 3 days.
Is
of
it
chill?
Yeah, I'm not getting up at 4.
Is it for sure that your boy will come home again?
It's not. I assume he will because it's a 3-day weekend. Like, well, you know, but maybe not.
Maybe there's parties.
Maybe there are parties.
Well, that's the way to really get into it, too, is to just stay and be part of the party and be like.
Right. And now Game of Thrones is over, so he's really got no concrete reason to come home. So I don't know what he'll do. It seems to have a little group of people over there already. And because he's constantly texting with them over the weekend and stuff.
Good.
And so but it's so funny because he's the kid that he wouldn't care about the keg party. He wants to go to the discussion about robotics, you know, like so if they have one
maybe
of those, maybe he'll stay.
The two.
Yes,
robotic
exactly.
Keg party.
Well, don't you think though that
like a keg on a robot? Yeah.
Whatever their thing is, if you always split for the weekend, then it puts you on the outside of that group that stays together regularly.
Yeah,
there's actually quite a long text that came in either late last night or this morning. It'll be the first ones you see, Vinny, regarding that.
Oh, to staying and leaving. Yeah, it's just. You know, immerse yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the kids are always like, bye.
Yeah.
You're not part of our plan this weekend. Have a good one.
You never are. So
right.
Why would you? So, yeah, I mean, without Game of Thrones to pull him home, maybe he'll just wind up staying there. I'll have to do his own laundry. That'll be nice. all right. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
The look on your face when someone rings your doorbell.
Hide.
Who on earth could that be? Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. We have Cindy Blackman in. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Cindy Blackman Santana. She's an incredible drummer, and we're going to be talking to her. She's involved with a documentary called
Correct.
Dolores, about Dolores Huerta, who was like an equal partner with Cesar Chavez.
Yeah.
Did you never hear her name?
And if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page right now, Yuzette asked me to post the trailer of the film, as well as where it's going to be playing. So all that information is there. It's two separate posts. You can watch the trailer, and if it interests you, it has a lot to do with migrant workers and farmers and Mexicans back during Cesar Chavez's time. Then check out the film, because it's going to be in San Francisco at the Opera Plaza in September.
Yeah, I think I want to go see it.
We have a text about our guest, too.
Okay.
562 says, what is the matter with you all? You so rarely have real guests on your show, you don't know what to do with yourselves.
That's
sweep
true.
All that crap off the counter and actually interview the woman. She's not a trained SEAL, for gosh sakes.
Yeah!
She wants to pick up the drum stuff. I want to let her. I mean, she's a drummer.
Although, what if she drums too much? Like, aren't you going to be all right, that's good. We wanted to talk to you. What if she's all... You said you watched, you know, drum videos all day yesterday.
She does go
and
off.
And she's got a lot of stamina. What if she just decides, all right, well, if you don't have anything to talk to me about, then I'll just play the kazoo.
We have plenty of stuff to talk to her about, but I just want her to feel like, you know, we thought about her and she was welcomed in with things that she's familiar with. Surround her with familiar things. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's where you need to go. RadioAlice.com. You'll love it. So the National Weather Service says rain is still falling in and around Houston at the rate of 2 inches an hour. They say there may be a little break, but there is more coming. So as you hear stories about the trouble Houston is dealing with, it's not anywhere near over. As you mentioned, televangelist Joel Osteen is catching crap as his Houston megachurch appears to be closed to people in need. He says, it's never been closed. And its doors will be open to people seeking shelter as Harvey swamps the city. He faced criticism for not opening the massive Lakewood Church as a storm shelter. He says, it's prepared to house people once the shelters are all full.
Well, good. We'll take him up on that then.
It should be the first place before the shelters get
full. You don't get to say. Apparently he gets to say.
It is a church. I mean, I know it looks like an arena.
It is publicly funded and doesn't pay taxes, but, you know.
There is that.
He's the boss of the church, though.
Right.
He's the one that talks to God. Not you.
Yeah.
He's the chosen. There was a text, Vinny. You are so ignorant. Joel Osteen collects his income from the ministry. Oh, sorry. Collects no income from the ministry. All his income is from book sales. I don't blame him for not opening Lakewood.
Why? Why don't you blame him for opening Lakewood?
That's someone who's cut a check.
You saw what happened to the Superdome.
It did get ruined.
Well, yeah. That's right. It's a disaster, and people are in need. And while that's his home, apparently it's his. Mm-hmm. You'd think in his heart he would be like, save the people. And frankly, the more people he saves, the more people who will come back to his church and say, man, that guy was there when I needed him.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what better way to attract people to your flock?
Ministry.
Right.
Than that.
Yeah. And while he may not, I have no idea how that guy makes his money. But
I don't think that texter does either.
Yeah, the $10 million estate that the dude lives on doesn't seem to, you know, it just smacks a little of, I don't even want to, God.
He's worth 60.
I'm sure.
Million?
I'm sure I'm sure he lives very frugally.
Insurance experts say only a small percentage of homeowners in Harvey's path of destruction have flood insurance, which means most families with damage are going to be having to come up with recovery costs on their own. A lot of people wrote in a day or two ago. I guess it would have been yesterday because the day before that was Sunday. that didn't happen. We were all busy, right? Anyway, a lot of people wrote in and they were talking about how they were warned. Why didn't they leave? People don't leave.
Yeah.
People don't think it's going to happen to them. They think this is my house. I'm going to guard my house.
Right.
I'm not defending them. They should have left. Anything you own isn't worth your life.
Right.
But.
And some people don't have a lot of places to go. I mean, I have to say the devastation, some of the shots you see, doesn't look like rich areas.
Right.
It's like some of those people were having trouble to begin with. But, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. Like, yes, I should have left.
Right.
But no, I didn't think it would be this bad, and I really thought we could weather this storm. And
that's always the way. Right. It's a human reality. It's, you know, I've survived worse, and then you aren't. And then there you are.
Well, on your roof, waving a flag.
You're 10 years older than the time you survived that one thing. And also, that one thing, you know, Mother Nature doesn't come in perfectly measured doses.
They say, I was reading something, this is the worst storm Houston's seen in 50 years.
Mm. Well, it doesn't let up because you cried, you know, uncle.
Right. Cried all you want. Mother Nature doesn't care.
Right.
It's like she's deaf.
Lord knows it. If you've ever been in the ocean, there are times where you are like, okay, I give. And it's just not the way that works. Anyway. Ding dong.
Who's there?
Shh, shh, shh. You guys be quiet. There's someone at the door.
I wish I could think of the comedian's name. I very rarely watch comedy anymore. Because most of it is not that good. But this guy was pretty funny as he was talking about this specifically. And he was saying, you remember when the doorbell used to ring?
I think it was Mike Birbiglia. I think we were
listening. It was a comedian that was one of the top 10 highest grossing. And you're like, I've never heard of this guy. And ran in the studio and I played him.
Bryn
pulled
company
it up.
And everyone's like, company.
That's right,
here.
That's right.
Back in the day,
his name is
the Entenmann's.
His name is Sebastian Maniscalco, and it's the doorbell thing.
Yeah,
well, that was
so
great.
Funny.
Really company's funny. Here, and everyone runs for it. I'll get it. And now it's the exact opposite.
Like, who on earth could that be?
You look at your person, you go, you expecting somebody? No? Well, let's wait and see if they ring again, because right. I'm not getting it. Ding dong. Oh, come on.
Well,
what
the thing is,
want?
These days, 9 times out of 10, it's someone trying to sell you something, and there you are trapped in your house and, you know, feeling bad about having to turn a person away.
Anyway, most people don't like answering their doorbell anymore, and it's no surprise. We all have that feeling. It's someone trying to sell you something, borrow something, murder you.
Right. Right. That's what
that's
I think
the
of.
Thing, right? Yeah. I don't want to get murdered today.
I'm tired.
You're not
super like
mood to get murdered.
Settled in. Yeah. I'm not in the mood for this.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you don't you invite someone over, or they text you and say,
"Yeah,
hey,
there's no more drop-ins. There's
I'm coming by.
Right
now, a good time or no?
Right. I need to come by and get this or that, or you've planned something with
right.
friends or. But right, an unannounced knock at the door is always just weird. Even my neighbors, you know, they they'll text me first. Hey, I got some mail for you. Or
right,
whatever.
Most people.
Right. So I feel like there's really no one on earth that I need to answer the door for.
Well, but over.
Sometimes it's your mailman or something, though.
Right. But well over half of people don't like answering their doorbell anymore.
Yeah.
I'd say it's even more than that.
I'd say it's 99%.
Yeah, I really don't think that you think, oh, good, company.
Right.
Oh, friends.
No.
How many?
Friends. The doorbell. It's so true. Like, oh no, what could that be?
Well,
or if your phone rings. It's like, oh my God.
Your landline used to ring in the house and you'd race for it.
Yeah.
You'd
especially
race for, I got
the
it.
Kids in the house. Oh my God, contact from the outside world.
I got it. Hello?
Oh my God.
And as you entered your teen years, you were, you know, hoping it was some girl that you were crushing
sure.
on that you'd given your number to or whatever. Or one of your boys, you know,
right.
making plan to meet up and
something
surf
interesting,
or skateboarding.
Right.
Or, and it's not until someone goes, Sandy, is that you? That you're like, no! Because your voice is changing and you're getting weird and you're squeaky and not answering that anymore. One more person calls me Sandy, I'm going to kill myself. I'm sure your boys had that change, right? Where
there was no phone at our house.
Everybody oh, right.
There was no answer in the landline.
Times has changed.
Yeah.
A woman in Massachusetts hit the Powerball jackpot for $758 million last week.
Yeah.
A bunch of other people won smaller jackpots, though. There's a woman in Connecticut named Joanna Moreno who matched 5 out of 6 numbers. Number 6, 7, 16, 23, and 26. The only one she missed was the Powerball, and her numbers weren't random. Do you, when you play, do you just
random,
quick pick
it? Yeah,
quick pick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but I always wonder,
should I play the same numbers every week?
Yeah,
would that be
what's
a better
the ratio
chance?
Of people that have won quick picks versus?
I think we
your
looked
own
that up once,
did
and
we
found most people who've won do quick picks.
Oh,
I think we've looked. I because you know. We've been playing for a while now.
Right.
Every time it gets big, the morning show's on it.
We didn't get anything. We didn't get anything the last time around. Not even a $2.
She specifically picked those numbers because she has 6 kids, and those are their birthdays.
Oh, funny.
So, I don't know. I can see why you'd play We all have weird attachments to numbers.
Yeah. There are special numbers.
I was just talking to the missus about that, and she goes, oh, 5. And I'm like, 5? And I said, 2 can get out of here. I never want to see 2 ever. 2.
Why do you have these feelings about 2?
But she goes, 5. I'm all 5. She goes, yeah, it's my number in basketball. Oh, for crying out.
Oh, well, that's nice.
She had a number.
Oh, you
got
it. Yeah. Kidding me.
What about 2? Why do you hate 2?
I don't know. 2 should just get out of here. I like 4, okay, but 2, beat it.
Why do you love 47 so much?
43.
Oh, 43.
Because it just shows up everywhere in my life. And then randomly, I got my birth certificate one day. I don't know why you'd ever pull that out. And there I was, born at 6:43. And I was like, oh,
of course you were. Right.
Kidding me.
Interesting.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
When we got 5 out of 6 numbers in the lottery, which we did the first time we ever played.
Hey.
Shh.
but it was only worth
$13,000. Ever since then, we've been flushing money down the toilet
just
every week.
Giving it back week after week.
We've spent that much. Yeah.
Damn. Wasn't there something like we had played number 42 and number 43 came in? Like if we had played Vinny's lucky number?
I remember that being something, but I don't remember what
it played into that.
It did. There was like a whole thing where we were one number off from the actual number that would have won us the jackpot. That was so crazy.
No. Do you have that by any chance, Bryn?
Oh, I
just thought.
The audio of us
with
flipping
Sarah
out.
Pounding on the window.
You know, the thing was, we thought, because the first thing, I think Icky was looking it up,
yeah.
And he goes, we just won $300,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Icky.
That was bastard.
That was heartbreaking.
For over 2 minutes, we thought.
Remember
that
how mad people were at us because we're like, only 13?
Well, when you're already mentally counting your $50,000,
oh
you
God.
Know? And suddenly we were all making like a grand attack.
Listen to Sarah.
Check.
Thank you.
We just
won.
Oh
my gosh. That was so crazy. We sound so dumb.
Anyway, this Joanna chick, she says, I knew I had the winning numbers because I know my numbers.
Oh, funny.
She didn't
so
even
she
need to look
at
her ticket.
Check.
She was like,
so what did she win
seven?
For the five?
Five out of six numbers was good enough for $1 million.
Oh, sweet.
She's planning to use some of it to buy a car, a new house that's big enough for her family, and she also wants to go back to school.
Well, that's nice. That's great. Good use of the money. Mm-hmm.
I guess just a down on the house then, right?
Yeah,
I
probably.
I mean, $1 million after taxes. You're not buying a house and a car.
Well, I mean, she doesn't live in California, so maybe she is. Who
right.
knows?
Good point.
What did you say, Connecticut?
Yes, Connecticut.
Well, if she's close to New York, that $1 million isn't going to buy her a house, but... Good for her.
Yes. Congratulations. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a bunch of those. Some people did write off. The most controversial Red Cross issues were surrounding the effort in Haiti. I remember that the Haiti, what was that, an earthquake?
Yeah.
Massive earthquake.
Yeah.
But I don't remember reading about the lack of
help from the Red
response.
Cross. Right.
Good morning, radio family. Heading to the hospital today to have my twins. Wish me luck. Maybe I'll name them Sarah and Vinny. Yeah.
That would be great.
408 says, I went to a local university and came home too many weekends, and now I'm sorry I did. It sounds like there won't be a problem, but I encourage Riley to enjoy his weekends at school.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. He wanted to come and watch Game of Thrones. It's been our tradition for years now. So I'm sure he'll do that.
Or not. He's
yeah, either
in charge
way,
of his free time.
I'm totally fine if he wants to come home, but I agree that it would be great for him to spend time there. And they actually miss us, you know?
Every time I hear this song now with Shawn Mendes, I think of Vinny trying to clap as Sarah played this song on guitar. Why does my clapping keep making the text machine... I had it going. I just lost it and then couldn't find my jump in.
That's so funny.
His singing was screwing me up. Shut up for a second and let me find my spot.
It's so much harder to sing along with than you think. Like when we were, you know, because I told you I was trying to figure it out at home so I could play it. And then I just could not do it.
Well, there's weird timing things going
there's
on
all
there.
All kinds of weird.
He double times and. Yep. Yeah, that counting thing. In fact, we have a drummer coming in.
We do.
That's
maybe
her.
She can teach us
well,
some stuff.
It's not, I feel like it's not that teach. Like, you have to count even playing guitar.
Yeah.
And the guy will be like, okay, do this, and now you're going to do this. And both hands start doing it. And you're like, no, try it again. This, and then this. And they both jump together. It's very strange.
It is. Well, and then your feet have to do separate things, too, because you're on the one, two, one, two, one, two.
Right. Oh, you got it.
Oh, I'm a kick-ass drummer.
Are you?
No.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.